The following meditation is an element of water connection, guided meditation. It was inspired by Sandra Redekop in her Wicca 101 class from 2009. You'll want to have your journal handy so that you can record your experiences after the meditation. You'll also want to be comfortable for about half an hour. You may get cold, so a blanket is a good idea. Extra pillows, whatever you need to be lying comfortably for about 30 minutes. So lying on your back with your legs slightly apart, your arms at your side, and your feet and hands relaxed. I invite you to close your eyes. Take a deep belly breath. Allow yourself to begin to completely relax. Spend a few moments watching the flow of your breath as it enters and leaves your lungs. Don't try to alter your breathing patterns. Just notice your breathing. And notice yourself naturally relaxing and becoming quieter with each breath. Now, we're going to bring our attention to every part of our body, calmly breathing into each body part, visualizing white healing light entering that body part, flowing into the area that you're focusing on. And then I'm going to invite you to consciously relax that area with your exhalation. So begin by breathing into your feet, the white healing light with your breath, all the way down to the tips of your toes and the soles of your feet. And as you exhale, allow your feet to just completely let go. And relax. And now we'll do the same with our legs, from our ankles, the tops of our feet, to our hips, breathing the white healing light in and as we exhale, allowing our muscles to just relax and release and settle down. And now we'll breathe into our hips, our buttocks, our perineum, our pelvis, feeling the hips expand with the white healing breath. And as you exhale, allowing the hips to shift and settle and relax into the surface below them. And now we'll breathe into our back from our hips to our shoulders. Feeling the vertebrae and the lungs expand with the breath. And exhaling down, allowing the surface below you to support you. Allowing your back to let go and rest. Now we'll breathe into our abdomen, feeling our belly expand with the breath. And as we exhale, allowing our belly to soften and release and relax. Now breathing into your midriff, feeling your lungs expand in every direction. Feeling your organs gain some extra space. And as you exhale, allowing everything to settle down into its comfortable, natural position. Feeling your body relax with every exhalation. And now we'll breathe into our chest and our hearts. Feeling our chest rise with the breath and feeling ourselves release and relax with the exhalation. Now we'll breathe into our hands, all the way down to the tips of our fingers and fingernails, all the way up to our wrists and the palms of our hands and the tops of our hands. And as we exhale, just allow your hands to completely let go. Allow them to completely relax. Allow them to release. And next we'll breathe into our arms from our wrists to our shoulders. And as we exhale, we'll allow our arms to let go, to release, to relax. And every time you exhale, you become even more deeply relaxed. And now we'll breathe into our shoulders, feeling our shoulders and our clavicles and our shoulder blades lifting with our breath in. And letting go of all responsibility and worry, tension, with our exhalation. Allowing ourselves to come fully into the here and now. Fully relaxed in our body. Now we'll breathe into our neck and our throats, feeling that whole area expand with your breath. And as you exhale, releasing all the tension and stress, just letting go, allowing your neck to relax. Now we're going to breathe into our head, our scalp, our hair, our forehead, our eyebrows and eyes, our nose and cheeks and ears, our tongue and teeth and jaw, our chin. Feel all those little muscles releasing into relaxation. And finally, breathe into your mind. Clear your head, coming fully into this present moment, noticing how peaceful your body is. Returning to your normal, relaxed breathing rhythm. Feeling your body becoming heavy and relaxed, sinking into the surface below. Your heartbeat is normal. Your breathing is easy. You're calm and you're peaceful. Now on your next exhalation, allow your consciousness to travel out of your body and walk into a vast meadow. Not far from you in the meadow is a massive old willow tree, and it catches your eye. And you make your way over to the willow tree. You're feeling the grasses and the meadow flowers along your path. You're listening to the birds, and you're smelling the freshness of the summer air. And as you approach the tree, you realize it's even older than you had imagined. Its branches stretch far and wide, and it's healthy and strong. It's home to a flock of birds singing merrily, and you walk through the branches towards the trunk, and you can hear them singing a greeting for you. And once you reach the trunk, and it is irresistible, you touch its rough bark, and you feel the coolness of this miniature little world beneath its branches. And you pause and just bask in this peacefulness. When you feel ready, you can walk out of the branches to the other side of the willow. And you discover a beautiful hot summer day. And you begin to sweat from the heat. But it's welcoming and enjoyable, and the sun is beautiful. And what's that you hear? A babbling brook? It must be just down this little hill, which the willow lives on. So you head down towards the sound of the brook. And as you approach, you see there's an outcropping that will make for the perfect seat where you can dip your toes into the water and cool off a little. You take a seat and remove your shoes and dip your toes into the cool, babbling brook. The water is cool and refreshing, and you feel like you could stay in this moment forever. You reach up and wipe the sweat from your brow, and you look down at your hand, now glistening in the sunlight. And you bend down to rinse your hand in the brook and feel the water gliding past your skin, refreshing and clean. The water joins with the sweat on your hands and carries it away. And I invite you to allow yourself to merge with the sweat as well. Allow your consciousness to move into the waters. Allow yourself to move along with the waters, flowing down the stream, becoming one with the stream, one with the water. You're now moving quite quickly over smooth river rocks, flowing over and all around them, enjoying their sleekness and the ease with which you can twist and turn and flow over any obstacle. And now you notice a gust of wind swishing over you, carrying with it seeds and leaves from the meadow. And you feel a dandelion seed land on you and carry it along, twisting it and turning it on your surface until it becomes stuck in a root that has grown out into the creek bed. And you simply flow on by without hesitation or interruption, but the seed is stuck behind you. And continuing on this way, enjoying the many textures and shapes and experiences you encounter along your path, you move on to the wider river beyond. And as you flow forward, you notice that your babbling brook bed has widened and deepened into quite the river. And the new surroundings cause you to spread out and slow down. Expand yourself to fill this new riverbed and follow its path down even further to the lake below. The lake provides the space to expand even more and to support life within yourself and all around you. You feel the fish swimming inside you. You feel the plants growing into you from below. You feel the sun warming you from above. You feel the wind creating gentle waves on your surface. And as you explore yourself as a lake, you notice the life surrounding the lake, which is supported by you, the lake. The birds splashing into you from above, the bears hunting fish from your banks, the lush plant life that supports so many land animals that come to you for a drink. You meander your way down towards the end of the lake, which narrows and forces you to speed up as you head further down towards a curved bank. You smash up against it, helping to smooth and carve out its surface, and rush on over boulders and feeling yourself help in the smoothing of even these great stones. You're gathering even more speed as you tumble downwards towards the edge of a cliff. Bursting forth, you leap over the cliff and pour down over the hillside, separating yourself into a million tiny shapes of water plunging into the body of water below, swirling and twisting and dancing with the water at the bottom of the fall. And then you continue your journey, continuing down towards the estuary, where the ocean waters blend with the sea waters. And you notice that you're more buoyant. And you're slowing down. And you taste salt in the water. And you push forward, blending in with the salt waters. Moving even further down into the vast ocean. You are the ocean. You are greater than you could have ever imagined. So great are you that groups of blue whales effortlessly float through you, lazily enjoying the summer sun. The dolphins leap and splash on your surface. The giant sea turtles ride your currents from place to place. The algae and krill bloom in vast clouds, kilometers wide, across your face. You are the warm currents that flow side by side the cold currents. You are the ebb and flow of tides upon the shore. You are within the sunny, shallow reefs, and also within the deepest, darkest caverns. You are the world's oceans, peaceful and calm, and in one part of the world, raging and violent in another part. Focus on your peaceful and calm parts. Find the part of you that is most calm. Focus on your surface. Focus on the place where you touch the sky and the sun warms you. And the heat of the sun beats down upon you, and you feel yourself separating from the surface of the salty ocean and rising fresh and pure into the air. You have become a soft mist in the sky above the ocean. And a wind comes and carries you towards the mountains. And as you travel, you gather more mist and become cooler and denser. You become a fluffy white cloud. And as the wind moves you up the mountainside, you become a dark gray cloud, filled with the promise of rain. And when you feel that you simply cannot bear any more of your own weight, you fall free from the cloud and rain down on the earth below. Feel yourself falling through the air and hitting the dry soil below. Feel yourself sinking into the earth, bringing nourishment to the roots and the grubs in the soil. More of yourself rains down on the earth, and you pull together to form a puddle. But you were so massive in the cloud that the raindrops quickly overflow the puddle and create a rivulet moving ever down, finding the simplest path. Down and down and down towards the forest. More raindrops join you and you become a small creek flowing across the forest floor. And as you continue to gather more and more raindrops, you form into a larger creek, bubbling and tumbling over the rocks and fallen branches in the forest. Trickle out past the forest and into a meadow. Flowing into the meadow's babbling brook and toward a great willow tree. And you feel yourself scooped up into the cupped hands of a human that you recognize. This human raises you to their mouth and drinks you in. And you realize that this human is you. You are the drinking water, and you are the one drinking the water. It has been all of the waters of the world. And you settle into yourself. You revitalize your own flesh, hydrating every single cell. And when you feel refreshed, you pick up your shoes and head back into the willow tree's branches. You bid farewell to the grand old tree and thank it for watching over you in this beautiful portal. And then you put your shoes back on and venture out to the other side of the branches, back into the vast meadow. And you head back towards your physical body, becoming more aware of your physical body with every step. Become aware of yourself as a human being on this planet. Become aware of the room around you. Open your human eyes. Wiggle your physical toes. Wiggle your own mortal fingers. Bring your feet together and pull your arms up over your head. Point your toes and fingers and stretch out. Pull your knees up to your chest and give yourself a strong hug. And then roll on over to your right side and stay with this for a few moments. Now walk your hands up and come to a sitting position with your legs crossed and your hands by your hips. And with your next inhalation, bring your arms above your head. Exhale, interlocking your fingers and turning your palms up towards the ceiling, stretching your arms up. Inhale and exhale, bring your arms down to your hips. Inhale, bring your arms back above your head. Exhale, stretch your arms up. Inhale and exhale, bringing your arms down to your hips. Inhale, bringing your arms back one more time above your head. Exhale, stretching up to the sky. Inhale and bring your arms down to prayer position with your exhalation. Inhale and release. Thank you. Now is the time for journaling.